Good morning. We continue with Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos, only in Klal Lamadal Lamad Hey, which is the Malachas of Masartet and Mamachik. We left off in the last year questioning how is Mamachik different than Gerzes. Both of them refer to removing hairs from the hide. So how do we understand that? So there are a few differences between the Malachas of Gerzes and Mamachik. So obviously, Gerzes applies when the person takes the fleece off of the sheep to use the fleece. That would not be mamachik, that would just be a Gerzes. But within the process of removing the hairs for the purpose of benefiting the hide, why do we need the malacha of mamachik? Why can't we just see that under the malacha of Gerzes? Tosfos Shita is, when a person does gziza for the purpose benefiting the hide, it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. The malacha of gerzes is taking of the fleece to use the fleece. You're doing the action in the fleece to use the fleece. You're doing it to benefit the hide. That's called malacha shein tzricha legufa. So according to Tosfos, it's very simple, the difference between the two of them. A person does gziza to use the fleece, it's gozes. A person does the act of removing the hairs to benefit the hide. If he's doing it in a way which actually benefits the hide, it would be go under the umbrella of the malacha b'machik. But even if you learn like the other Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rivosh, that it's possible to have gziza which benefits the hide, b'machik has to be the person makes the surface smooth. Gziza does not require that. So a person cuts their hair, so according to the Ramban, a person is going to be chayav for gozes because he looks better. So his body looks better, but it's not mamachik because it didn't smooth the surface. So that's one example where you would have gozes but not mamachik. On the other hand, mamachik is not limited to the act of removing hairs. Any process we will see as we go along, that any process which smooths the item, the Mor says, misase savonim, person takes stones and smooths the surface of the stone, the person's chai for mamachik, because he smoothed the surface. So the point of the malacha of mamachik was to make the hides smooth, that he could then use the hides for their purpose. So we understand that the primary element of the malacha is this: is the fact that the item is made smooth. Different than the malacha of gozes, the primary element is the act of taking off the hair. So we can extrapolate mamachik from the case of the Mishkan, which is with the hide, to any type of surface which a person is smoothing to be able to use the surface. A person takes leather itself, so the leather itself is bumpy. There's some pieces which are semi not attached properly, and therefore the person removes those in order to smooth out the hide. That would not go under the malacha of gozes. Gozes is not taking the item itself off, but taking off the appendages which are attached to it, the fingernails of a person, the hair of a person, the fleece of the sheep, etc. Removing the actual body itself would not go under the malacha of gozes, but would go under the malacha of mamachik. We apply the concept of malacha mamachik to the Morgan's example of a piece of wood which is uneven. Person is smoothing that out. Person is actually smoothing out a knife, sharpening a knife. Person smooths that out. All of those would go under the malacha of mamachik, but they would not be connected to the malacha of gozes. On the other hand, we gave examples of gozes, which would be gozes and not mamachik. So even though they're both starting from almost the same example in the Mishkan, according to those who showed him, that the action is being done in both, and either one would be considered a valid way to do it. But Chazal understood that there is two different malachas and two different concepts, which are the underlying concepts, which both of them are valid malachas in the Mishkan. Have a good day.